Today's devotional is based on Mark 4, verses 1 through 20, and was written by the Reverend Chris Taylor. Wendell Berry's essay, Damage, offers a personal lament. Having dug a small pond to supply water for a tract of land he wished to farm, Berry notes that a cold and wet winter resulted in the earth slumping, his pond now useless, his work undone. Bemoaning the defacement of the soil, he writes, "In general, I have used my farm carefully. It could be said, I think that I have improved it more than I have damaged it. But now a part of its damage is my own." Sowing seeds necessitates the disruption of soil, not always through extensive digging, but enough to allow creation to flourish over and against the damage of the earth. Too little, and the birds, sun, and thorns claim the growth. Too much, and the soil becomes unhealthy, unstable, and marred. It is a delicate balance between tilling the earth for the sake of new growth and injuring the landscape. So it is with our hearts this Lenten season. From day one, Ash Wednesday, we contemplate our mortality and wrestle over the next 40 days about what it means that our Savior is betrayed, is unfairly crucified, and dies on a cross. This disruption in us is necessary so that God's Word may take root and deepen our understanding of Christ's sacrifice. But the agitation in our hearts during Lent can also seem at times like too much. How can God's Word find good soil, earth that has been disturbed and tilled, but not overworked by guilt or self-flagellation? Sowing seeds and the growing of God's Word in us require some disruption of the soil and of our hearts. This Lent, as you walk from the cross and the tomb right on to the promise of Easter and the full knowledge of the resurrection to come, may the stirrings of your heart be good soil in which to root God's Word and your life. May your heart find itself properly tilled in the promise of Christ's everlasting reign. Let us pray. Farmer God, till our hearts this Lent to be ready to receive your Word. Let us be places of growth where scattered seed may take root and flourish in the promise of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.